880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, another edition of Freed on Business is coming your way. We've got an absolutely amazing show today, like we do every week. This week, we're going to start and give the first part of the show over to the listeners. That's right, you. If you'd like to call in, you can give us a call at 305-541-2350. Some genius came up with that easy-to-remember number. You can always send me an email to jim@freedonbusiness.com. We're going to be reading a lot of those listener emails, so if you'd like to communicate with the show, jim@freedonbusiness.com or call us at 305-541-2350. The first quarter of the show will be totally dedicated to the emails, and the end of the show, we'll have a rant. In the middle of the show, we're going to have our segment on executive health and wellness with Lolly Green. Lolly's a master of social work. She discusses how to take your positive energy and use it every day. This week, we'll talk about enthusiasm and sales. We'll have Dr. Victor Franks, Ph.D., on. Victor is a Ph.D. in naturopathic medicine, the author of AquaBliss, the Zero Gravity Solution. This week, we'll be discussing how to reverse the effects of gravity. You'll make sure you want to listen to that. And we'll have Matt Gold, professional chief, I mean chef, for the executive on the go. This week, Matt tells us how to prepare a restaurant-quality steak at home. Our next segment will be the social media and your business. That segment will have Javier Morales, president and CEO, and Alex Thomas, vice president of associates in business. Alex and Javier have over 20 years of marketing experience with the Florida Marlins, Marriott, and various other companies. We're going to discuss the show's new webpage, how it was constructed, and we're going to talk about the new contest we're running there that you're going to want to make sure you listen to get your free night in Coconut Grove at the Mayfair Hotel. We'll also have Adam Taub. He's the president and CEO of Estrella Marketing Solutions. We're going to discuss how social media is helping Freed on Business grow with Adam. Adam and Javier and Alex will be kicking it around. We may even get them to actually disagree on something, but I doubt it. And as I said, we'll wrap up the show with a couple of things that get under my skin. You want to make sure that you send us an email to jim@freedonbusiness.com. You're going to want to go to our newly revamped website, obviously, www.freedonbusiness.com. Look for our Facebook page because that's where we're running the contest. And make sure you like us and become a fan of the show at Freed on Business on Facebook. We're also able to follow the show on Twitter. You can follow me at Jim Freed, or you can join the discussion at #GetFried. And, of course, there's always LinkedIn. So if you want, you can link in with me. So we'll do that. And we'll get right to the show. Matt, welcome to the show. Matt, welcome to the show.
I'm here, baby.
All right.
I was waiting for our friend to say.
No. I didn't do that. We are going to do that, but we're going to do that right now as we do our email segment.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
All right. That sounds better.
All right. Now, Matt, let's see some of the emails you got for me today.
I want to read all the emails today, but can I win this contest, or is it open to...
Anybody can win the contest. All you got to do is go to Freed on Business Facebook page and like the show. You can register. It's all up there. The associates in business have helped us, but you better hurry because it's going to get a lot of traction. We've already, before we even announced it, had 10 new people like Freed on Business. I don't know how they got it. It's just the associates in business really putting it out there hard, heavy on a bunch of platforms, and they're really blazing away right here as we talk, building it up. But Matt, how did you figure out how to cook steak?
I love steak.
All right. Well, we're going
to
talk.
I can't wait to talk about steak.
All right. We're going to talk about steak and cooking meat. You know, Matt, I heard that nobody can beat your meat.
No. Well, thank you very much for sharing such a beautiful compliment.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you is that it's going to be great. We're going to have some great discussion about
Steak. Right. Well, let's go right into listener email, because I think that's really where we're at now.
That's where my head is at.
Listen, Barry from South Miami writes in, he just saw mortgage rates are on the rise. Huh, should he buy? What do you think?
Actually, it really depends on your personal situation. If you want to buy a home right now, and you're going to buy all cash, not really an issue. If you want to buy a home right now and you're going to use leverage, make sure you go out and pre-qualify yourself for the mortgage. But that won't necessarily mean you're finished, because once you select a house, put in your offer, that's where the dirty work starts. An appraiser is going to go out there and going to try to value the house, and they're not going to have any idea on how to do it. They're going to end up coming in short, and then you're going to have to put up more cash or your loan won't work. So, yeah, now's a good time to buy a home if you're an all-cash buyer or a well-qualified buyer and you're not looking to put a lot of money, and you are looking to put a lot of money down. If you are looking for one of those 580 FHA loans with, you know, no money down, it's going to be really, really tough. But yeah, go out there, try to find a home, buy it, help America become great again.
I'm speechless. That's beautiful.
You're always speechless. That's why you're Ed McMahon.
Benjamin from Aventura. Benjamin.
Hey, quiet that phone in here.
Benjamin from Aventura writes, when the economy turns around, fill in the blank.
Well, when the economy turns around, I'm not sure when the economy is going to turn around. But the fact of the matter is that the main thing that they're going to be looking for is consumer confidence. Now, consumer confidence is at an all-time low, at least a low since 2008 right now. And one of the reasons is because people are worried about losing their jobs. They're worried about their friend that lost their job. They're seeing that no one's getting an increase in pay. They're seeing hours cut across the board. They're seeing the rumblings go on about the fact that there's going to be a double dip recession, which I don't think there's going to be. But now is the time for us to band together and have confidence. America is a great country. America is on the way back. It doesn't matter who our president is. It doesn't matter who our congressmen are. It matters what we believe in our hearts, because the number one statistic that everybody's watching is consumer confidence. Believe in yourself. Believe in what you're doing. Believe in what you're trying to accomplish. Keep putting one step and one foot in front of the other, and you will get ahead and get where you need to go. Have confidence. Move forward. Get that car, buy that house, go out and buy a new thing for the home. That'll help get America moving again.
That's sort of what Sarah wants to know more of. Sarah from Miami, she's saying, isn't it time for government and all U.S. households to tighten their belts and pay down the debt?
The answer is yes. Everybody should tighten their belt and they should pay down debt. But I think that there needs to be a balance. You can't just simply say we're not going to buy anything. For instance, your wife or husband or significant other shouldn't have to get permission to buy a new garbage can for the kitchen when the kitchen garbage can breaks. I mean, some things are just ridiculous, but other things aren't. For instance, I don't think that you need a new evening gown. Maybe you wear the one from 3 years ago. I don't think that you necessarily need that new fancy watch when a Timex or Rolex will do. My Cartier Gold works perfectly fine. I don't need another one. But the reality is that if people save a little bit and spend a little bit, then we'll be able to get ahead. And I think that that's good advice for our government as well. We need to save, we need to invest, and we need to spend, but not just one. It should be a fully integrated process. And while I'm at it, make sure you listen to the end of the show, because I'm going to do a little bit of a rant about what I think about the inability of our government to get off its can and do something to help the small business person out there. Because they're helping the big business guys. They're helping the people that are underwater in their homes. But what about the guy that played by the rules and is a small business person? We need some more responsiveness from Washington and Tallahassee on that. But we'll talk more about that at the end of the show. Make sure you stay tuned. Matt, hit me again.
I'm going to hit you again. But did you know Jennifer Aniston is wearing the same bathing suit the last 2 or 3 years?
No, but I think that you've been watching too much
YouTube.
No, probably TMZ for that one.
All right. Anyway, Steve and Sonny. Steve's in Orlando and Sonny's in Vero. They basically have similar questions.
Okay.
They said Steve in Orlando wants to know that, or he wants to let you know that he's building an apartment project and he needs some equity. Can you help? And then Sonny in Vero is saying, I want to buy a group of single family homes. Can you help with that?
Well, it's actually two separate answers, but it drives across the same general context. First of all, I can help people capitalize their real estate transactions. They can give me a call, 305-854-5000, extension 222. We'll run that again later on. But If you're an apartment developer and you've got an apartment site and you need some equity, the answer is yes, we can help you. We've got significant amounts of equity available at all times for the right project. We're really considering who's the sponsor and where is the location. Right now, selectively, new development deals can be done. So if you've got a development deal and you need equity, give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-854-5000. And we all know the extension. It's 222. So if you need equity to develop your apartment community, give me a call. Now, if you want to go out and buy single-family homes, a bit more problematic. You need to have the homes identified. I would suggest trying to buy a portfolio. Going and trying to get 20 or 30 homes one at a time from a realtor is not going to be easy. Now, the other thing you're going to have to remember is that you're going to be competing with the federal government. The federal government owns one-third of the 800,000 homes that are currently foreclosed and bank-owned. Now, the government is going to have a problem dealing with the disposition of that, and that's going to depress home prices in the long term, in the near term and the midterm, because there's going to be a slow release of these properties. So if you're going to go and do the single family home buy and rent strategy, realize there's lots of big companies going after that. There's lots of mid-sized companies going after that. You'll be competing with the federal government on that. And if you want to do it, you better have experience, because right now, if you are looking to raise money, the number one thing people look for is, do you have experience? The next thing they look for is to make sure that you are able to put skin in the game yourself. Matt, hit me again.
It's our friend Penny from Boca.
Oh, it's not our friend. It's your friend.
Oh, well, anyway, she wants to know about the steak that we're going to cook later. So
yeah,
let's just say we'll talk about it later, and it will sizzle.
Ooh, wow. We'll be sizzling on Fried on Business.
Nice.
All right, Penny, keep watching. I mean, keep listening and keep sending those emails while we do kind of keep our tongue in cheek when we talk about it. We really do appreciate your listening and all your emails, Penny. Keep on keeping on. We'll cook a steak just for you.
Laura in Hollywood writes,
hey, Laura.
How is it going with social media? Love the new website.
Oh, Laura, thank you for checking out the website. I hope I didn't just spike into your eardrum there. I did. I'm sorry about that. Well, we're still learning the radio business 129 episodes in. Social media is going great. We're going to have our segment later on with the Associates in Business and Adam Taub. And Adam is going to talk to us about social media and the things that he's been able to do to help us build listenership. The Associates in Business are going to talk to us about how they're building traffic and how they're running a contest and how that can help build people and attention to your site. But our social media is going great. Our LinkedIn, I probably get a 3-5% increase in the number of people that are linked in with me every week, and that's off a base of 1,000. I went from 1,000 last week to about 1,025 this week. On Facebook, we're seeing incremental increases because we were really holding off on promoting the Facebook until we were ready to run the contest. We're running the contest. Go to Fried on Business on Facebook. You'll be glad you did. It's a lot of fun. You'll get to see photos of me and all the guys and gals that have been on the show. You'll see all kinds of funny things that we're doing, and you'll also get to participate in the community. You'll get to talk back to me in real time. It'll be absolutely terrific. And if you really want to get micro on me, you can go at Jim Fried and follow me on Twitter, or you can start. We'll soon be having constant interface at hashtag Get Fried as well. So there's all kinds of great social media things coming. It really helps our business. We've gotten business from it. True business in our real estate business has also come our way through the social media. And don't forget, radio is the quintessential social media. More Matt.
Eddie from Pinecrest.
Okay, Eddie, what's up, bud?
He says, with the problems at Jackson, the hospital.
Yeah.
He's wondering if there are any success stories of other hospitals that are community-based that have had turnaround successes.
Yeah, actually there are. We do a lot of hospitality investing in our business, in the real estate business, and we get presented with a number of opportunities on a regular basis in the healthcare space. And we have recently been introduced to a group that is buying these, I'll call them satellite locations for community hospitals. Here you would think of, well, there's Jackson, Maine, and then there's Jackson down south and Jackson North. So it's Jackson North and Jackson South would be the satellite hospitals. And this group looking for capital buys existing but underperforming hospitals, puts them through a new business plan, and out comes a medical facility that cash flows, makes money, is financeable, and stops being a drain on the community. So the answer is yes, there are ways to make community hospitals profitable. I'm sure Carlos Magoya is working hard at Jackson to do that. There are success stories. I firmly believe that Jackson will come through this. I believe in Carlos Magoya, and I just hope they'll be able to remove the political structure from Jackson and just run it like a business. And if they do, God willing, it'll be successful, and we'll have continuing community health care here, publicly available for the people that cannot afford it. And every community should have that. It's a right to have health care. Matt.
Nice. I like that.
All right. I tried to go a little easy on him.
Nice. Roberto from South Miami.
Hey, Roberto.
He's an entrepreneur and his business is growing. He needs some C-level financial help but can't afford to hire someone full time. What should he do?
Well, there's a lot of different things you can do. If you want to do marketing, you need a C-level marketing. You can obviously call the Associates in Business, Adam Taub. If you need a C-level person in real estate, you can call me. But there are people out there that are what I would call a gun for hire that will help you to administer your financial portion of your business. And everybody needs a CFO, even if it's only for one day a month. I know that I use not only a bookkeeper on a regular basis, but I also have my accountant there to advise me. Sometimes that's not enough. And as I continue to grow the Freedon Business Empire, we're going to need more advice on how to handle our finances. And we're going to need somebody to make sure that we're not getting dinged by the bookkeeper or by the accountant. And I can tell you that I've already dealt with the accountant who's been doubling over billing me. And if you have a CFO, that person can handle that for you while you're out making money doing your primary business. Digame, Matt.
Hugo from Plantation.
Hey, Hugo.
He says, Jimbo.
Yeah, we know who this is.
Steve Jobs resigned. What do you think about this giant of a man?
Well, I never met him, so I don't know how large he is physically. However, I do know that the accomplishments that he made changed our lives forever. From here, I can see the back of Javi's computer. And what's on the back of Javi's computer? It's an Apple. And if you notice, they went from calling themselves Apple Computer to just being Apple. And just think, just 15 years ago, if somebody told you that in your hands you could hold all your contacts, all your calendar, all your music, that you could push a button and find and make restaurant reservations, the man is just a genius. And it's unfortunate for all of humanity that he's being taken away from us. But hopefully Apple will continue to move forward and be progressive. Hugo, I know that answers your question because we talked about it off the air.
Vivian from Miami.
Hi, Vivian.
Vivian.
Hey. It's not my Vivian, I don't think. Okay. I haven't read it.
Okay. Well, she says, why is it so busy at Bal Harbour Mall and not so much at the other malls?
Oh, it is my Vivian. Well, Vivian, one of the reasons is because people with disposable income are not feeling as guilty this year as they did right after the stock market crash. People that have money are out there spending that money. Believe me when I tell you that most of the people that I know that have summer homes have been there, come back, gone, and come back at least two or three times. They're buying watches. They're buying bags. In fact, the biggest drag on sales at Hermes is the fact that they're running out of those big bags. So luxury goods are cranking. All of the gold and jewelry stores are doing well because of the gold pricing. Matt, do I have time for one more?
I think you do, and let's go with Pierre.
Hey, Pierre.
In North Miami.
All right. Hopefully he's a good one.
He's got a home under contract, pre-qualified for his loan, but the appraisal came back and it's way too low for him to get the loan. What should he do?
You should complain to the lender that their appraiser doesn't know what they're doing, or you need to find comparables that appraiser can use to bring up the value, or you need to have the lender jawbone the appraiser to find out what the problem is, or you need to find another home, or you need to find another lender. But the bottom line is that these appraisers have been dragging on the market because they don't have real comps. They don't know how to make the adjustments. I don't want to go in and give a PhD level course on appraisal, but the bottom line is this. An appraisal is just somebody's judgment. And if it's close to what you need, talk to the appraiser and you should be able to get where you need to go, and make sure you use a professional mortgage loan originator. They're going to know how to get it done for you. We'll be right back after this short message with our executive health and wellness segment. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, office, hotel, healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to structure your capital stack or restructure your capital stack? Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with more Fried on Business. We're in the health and wellness segment, and we're going to kick that off this week with Lolly Green, MSW. Lolly, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey, Lolly, how you doing?
Excellent. I think you have to be my poster boy for this segment on enthusiasm.
Well, that's a good thing. Give it to me, Lolly. What do you got for us today?
Okay. Well, Jim, when we talk to people, they may ask us, they may say, are you on board with this? And if we're on board, it means we're bringing our personal endorsement to something. We're ready to take up the cause and fight for it. In other words, we're enthusiastic about it.
All right.
Yes, and we're always taking sides about things. There are always at least two sides to any discussion. So when we decide to express ourselves on anything, we're showing others how we feel about it. Feelings and emotions, of course, are so powerful that our enthusiastic attitude can propel an idea or cause forward, or if it's the opposite, backward. And people who withhold their enthusiasm will often appear flat, colorless, not really interested or caring. And in a case like that, they add little, if anything, to a discussion.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
Yeah, well, they've chosen to protect themselves from a possible error. Someone who may disagree with them, after all, and then they've decided not to take sides to avoid possible criticism or even an argument.
Well, you sometimes have to take a risk to get some gain.
Yes, absolutely. And in the case of enthusiasm, you do have to express yourself. We use an expression to champion a cause. It means to describe someone who's enthusiastic about problems, solutions, proposals, or values. And maybe we don't realize it, but as much as we can express our enthusiasm, that's how much we can attract or discourage others to climb on board with our issues.
Yeah, I've always found that people want to be affiliated with somebody who's positive and bubbly and just feel good. They want to be around somebody that makes them feel upbeat, not somebody who brings them down.
That's the main point, yes. And in the workplace, salesmanship thrives on enthusiasm. We can only be as good a salesperson as we can develop and express our enthusiasm. And everything depends on sales. We all get sold on ideas, political choices, even family matters. Who remembers a spouse selling us on the need to buy something, to go to an event, to meet with certain people? And thinking back about it, can you recall how enthusiastic our spouse acted in order to get us to agree?
Oh, of course, of course. The spouse is very adept at learning how to increase your enthusiasm about something.
Yes. In fact, nothing moves at all in our personal or public worlds without sales. So we might as well admit it's the enthusiasm that moves us.
Oh, 100%. I find that if I'm not in the right frame of mind, it doesn't make sense to make any sales calls. I just read the paper or distract myself until I can get my positive energy back up.
Very good. Yes, that's true. Now, not too much is said about enthusiasm. If we think about it, the TV show on HBO by Larry David called Curb Your Enthusiasm capitalizes on the word, and he explores a variety of situations using his caustic and clever humor to make his point.
Sounds like somebody I know.
Yeah, the character feels the need to express himself whenever he's annoyed about social issues, and he struggles to hold back his feelings, which run high. So the show's title is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, I never really got that until just now. That's really actually pretty good.
Yep, maybe our inner struggle to not be honest about our feelings is what that show is really about.
Well, it's definitely about that. I mean, I know that I have those situations that come up every day.
All right, and in our focus on enthusiasm today, I'm taking the position with enthusiasm.
I can tell.
That in order to get anything done, we have to be honest with ourselves about how we feel, and then, at the right time and in the right way, express, not curb, our enthusiasm.
Oh, you're terrific, Mrs. Green. Thank you so much for calling in today and giving us your positive energy spin with all of your great ideas on enthusiasm. You keep up all that positive energy and beat your buddies at Mahjong.
Absolutely, Jim. And thank you.
All right. That's great. Always a pleasure with Lolly Green, MSW. And now we're going to go with Matt. Matt, hey, welcome back,
hey,
bud.
Here I am.
There you are. We're waiting for Victor Franks to climb off the mountaintop. But until he does, or if he never does, we're going to talk with Matt Gold. Matt, now, I've been going to steakhouses, in fact, since I was a little boy. My dad used to take me to, up here was called the Round Table. And we used to go there every Sunday, and we'd get a steak and potatoes and a diet and a Coke
good.
And everything else. But I could never really figure out how to make that steak work. And then I went to, like, Ruth Chris, and they put butter on it, and I really didn't like that too much. But I started to become aware that there's different ways to cook steak. Capital Grill, this and that, the Forge. The Forge is always good. But, Matt, you're a professional chef.
Look, I understand the typos are the typos.
Yeah, but, I know.
And let all the steakhouses know that there's sponsorships available.
There are sponsorships available for this segment, but in any event, we want to talk about healthy
cooking at home.
Absolutely. And in fact, let's say that I just stopped at my favorite grocer. I just picked up a fabulous bunch of steaks that the butcher set aside because I asked him a couple days ago that I'd be in today. Please set aside some real nice steaks. Now, how thick should those steaks be?
Oh, I'm a big fan of the thicker the better, but quite honestly, when you're talking about things like New York strip or a sirloin, I like the inch and a half size. That's my favorite. But when you're talking about a filet, I really like it thick.
A couple
two,
inches,
and a half.
Two and a half.
Oh,
you butterfly it or
I don't, but that's just me because I like it medium rare and even maybe a little on the rare side on the inside.
So you like it pink in the middle?
Well, red.
Okay.
Red. I like it that way. But look, it doesn't mean it should be done that way for everybody.
I have a friend that likes it Pittsburgh
there
style.
You go. And Pittsburgh is a lot of fun, and I actually like it that way too. My dad is a big fan of that.
I was watching a guy cook Pittsburgh, and all he kept doing was pouring water on it or butter, and it would just start flaming, because if you don't know, Pittsburgh is burnt on the outside and nice and tender and juicy on the inside.
Exactly.
Now, Matt, what are some good secrets on making a good steak? We've gone to the butcher. The butcher's helped me pick out the right selection of meat with the right amount of marbling, whatever. Now what do I do?
Well, look, now you're home. Now you're about to enjoy the most beautiful time. You're going to be thinking about this aroma, the smells, the sizzle. It's just outstanding. Look, I think the best way to cook a steak at home, if you don't have a grill, is to cook it in the house, in the kitchen, in a cast iron skillet.
Really?
Yes. If you don't have one, just any of those nonstick skillets or fry pans are fine.
Okay.
And what I like to do is make sure that the steak is room temperature. It's very important
when
you start to cook it.
Okay.
Because if a steak is cold from the fridge, it just won't cook the same. It just won't cook evenly. So you really want to bring that steak up to a room temperature.
Okay. Now, I've taken the steak out, and I've got it to room temperature.
Remember, a lot of people recommend that you season the steak before you cook it. I would tell you this. Yes, you can season the steak before you cook it, but don't salt it. Don't salt it until 1 minute before you put it on or after when you're ready to eat. Why? Because the salt itself will actually draw out the juice from the meat prior to you cooking.
I actually knew that because they put salt on meat to kosher it, and the reason they're doing it is to pull out the blood.
The blood, right.
Yes.
You don't want to do that because that, that's the best part in my mind. You want the juice.
Of course.
So, look, you take the steak. I like putting a little bit of an oil that can cook and withstand a higher temperature. And one of those oils is extra virgin olive oil.
Okay,
you just put a little bit on the outside right before you put it in the pan.
You get that from your favorite grocer too.
Absolutely. Okay. And it's a healthy way of cooking the meat. And it also helps attach the seasonings that you put on it.
Oh, okay.
I love putting on garlic powder, onion powder. I even like to put on cracked black pepper. And I like to put this all over the steak. And I'm a big proponent of putting that kosher salt on the steak right before I put it on this skillet.
Now, how do I know when it's, how am I cooking it here? Do I cook it? Right. What do I
that's
do?
That's a
flip
great
it
question.
Over?
No, that's the whole, the key. The key to making a great steak is only to flip it once. You don't want to play around with the steak. Let it do its own business. So you, what you want to do is get this skillet to a really high, high temperature, very high. And what you're going to do is, to test it, to make sure you know it's high, is you're going to flick, believe it or not, just a little dab of water. And if the water bounces on the fry pan, it's ready to go.
Okay.
You put the steak in, you're going to hear it sizzle. And what it's doing is it's locking in all those juices and flavors that you know and love from steak.
Yes.
And the seasoning that we just put on the outside of the steak after you've dabbed on the little bit of the oil are starting to crust and then caramelize on the outside of the steak.
Can I say
yes,
that?
You can.
All right.
Now, for that inch and a half steak, that porterhouse or T-bone or New York strip,
right,
you're going to keep it on, depending on your likes. Everybody has different likes. I like mine medium rare. Maybe you like it medium. The way you tell is the longer it's on, obviously, the more it's going to cook, the more it's going to get temperature cookedness. You know, that's what I'm saying. But you want to have.
I love that word you just
cookness.
Invented. Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
I like medium rare. So what I like to do is keep about 3 minutes on each side. And 3 minutes on each side. So 3 minutes down. Then you flip it, you get 3 minutes more, and that should be close to done.
So it only takes a busy business executive about 5 minutes to warm up the pan and 6 minutes to cook it, and while they've got that going, they've got their sides that they pre-cooked, whatever, they throw it in the microwave.
There's also a little safety point here that you want to make sure when you're done with the steak.
Yeah.
Now, you may want to cook it a little bit longer because maybe you like a medium or medium well. Everybody's different.
Right.
So it might go a couple minutes longer. But you do not want to cut that steak for a good 3 to 5 minutes after you take it off the pan. Because if you do, it's like an open cut and the juice comes racing out.
Wow.
You don't want that to happen to your steak. You'll have a piece of leather.
So how do I know that it's cooked?
Well, you're going to know because actually there's a neat way. If you take your hand, this is really kind of hard to do on radio, but there's a little spot on the inside of your thumb.
Right.
In the hand part.
Yeah.
And where it's really tight, that's medium well. Almost well done. That's medium well.
Oh!
And as you get closer to the softer spot, that's called rare. So somewhere in between, and if you can just touch the steak, you'll know exactly what temperature is
on the
inside.
Well, we need to put a picture of Matt's hand and his little pointing there on the
Facebook. You like that, huh?
I thought that was great, actually. And now I've got a great steak. I know how to cook it. I want to thank you, Matt Gold, Executive Chef.
Anytime.
I'm going to promise you that I'm going to change the typo on the flyer eventually, but I get such play out of it every week when people call me or email me that I made the typo that I kind of enjoy it. But, Matt, I really appreciate your being on the Executive Health and Wellness. We've waited here a while. Victor has not come off the mountain. We'll save a little time at the end of the show. Perhaps Victor will call in. We're going to have our social media extraordinaire come up. We'll have the associates in business, Javier Morales and Alex Thomas. We're going to have Adam Taub, president and CEO of Estrella Marketing. They will both be with us right after this.
Insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650 or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, Data Corp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more Freed on Business. Thanks, as always, to Juan Gil, who's championing, who's running the show for us from the other side of the board. Juan, keeping it loose during the breaks. Thank you so much, Juan. We're here now with Adam Taub. He's the president and CEO of Estrella Marketing Solutions. We've also got Alex Thomas, VP of Associates in Business, and Javier Morales, president and CEO. And we're going to talk social media. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing today?
All right.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
And now let's start off, guys, and talk about a little bit about the contest. We've been touting the contest. What do you got for us on this contest?
Yeah, well, it finally came all together. I mean, we've brought some strong partners to the table. We actually are offering a one-night stay at the Mayfair Hotel with a $50 credit at the Spartaco Restaurant with transportation provided by Aventura Limo.
Ooh, that sounds fun. A weekend in Coconut Grove.
Yeah, definitely. And all they need to do is just go on the Facebook fan page of Fried on Business, like the page. Click on Enter to Win and sign up.
Okay.
As easy as that.
Thanks, Javier. Adam, what are some of the things that you've been noticing about the social media traffic and our website as we continue to build it? Give us some of your input, because you're the real aficionado here.
Well, I mean, what we're doing is we're really utilizing the email marketing side for you guys and working hand-in-hand with the other guys here. And driving traffic really to the website at this point. Website looks great now. You made all those implementations and changes, and now it really integrates nicely with social media. The website prior to that really didn't. So now, more than ever, the email marketing, I think, is going to be more effective for you, because now they're going to a site where actually will engage them, and they can really get involved with the site and the show more. So we're excited about it.
Great. That's great. And now, Alex, can you tell some of the improvements that you've made that Adam was talking about?
You bet, absolutely. And I think hit the nail on the head in terms of the engagement that you find in the website now versus where we came from. And, you know, obviously the inclusion of the Facebook feed and some of the other applications that are included as far as the your RSS or your podcast. I know that was important to you. And we are working on getting that into iTunes, which should be done shortly. But I think more excitingly is now that we've kind of gotten through the development stage, our next goal is to implement the marketing or the visibility plan, which is basically taking advantage of our search engine optimization services and trying to increase your online visibility.
Well, that's great. I mean, I really do appreciate all the work that you've been doing on that. And now, Adam, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with the blast emails and what you've noticed in the statistical analysis and what you can provide as far as, you know, some detail on our reach and the things that people are saying and listening and doing with us.
Well, basically what we're doing is we're continuing on the same list that we have been using now for, I guess, like the last 6 months or so.
Okay.
And it's really interesting because, like I mentioned, I think it was two shows ago, most campaigns, their tails go away fairly quickly, maybe 3 days after a campaign, 3 days after a launch or whatever. With you, it really seems to build every single week. I find it amazing to see because, again, it's like mostly people would lose interest, but not with yours. Like with the list that we're sending out to, every week we're seeing an increase in traffic. We're seeing an increase in people opening up the email, which is telling us that every week we're going to have more listeners. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, that is great. And they're all doing it because of Lolly Green MSW, probably. It certainly has nothing to do with, well, probably Matt, too, and my great lineup of guests.
Hello. You know, I just want to throw one other thing in there.
Please, jump right in, man.
One of the things that Javier and I are working on is, of course, and we discussed this, Jim, improving and developing that that email that you use.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're going to be rolling out. So I know that's going to help Adam in his efforts once we kind of improve the look and functionality of that email. I think we're going to see a lot more return on that.
Excellent, because my email's really been one-dimensional with no HTML or anything. It's just been really a cut and paste into the email client that I put out myself, and then I forward one of those, you know, very one-dimensional cardboard cutout emails to Adam, and And then he sends it around to his list. And you know, Adam, I didn't realize that we were using the same list every time. So that actually does mean something to me, that people are growing and people are listening. Now, let's say somebody opts out of that list. What do you guys do then?
Well, then it goes away forever. Basically, okay. That's one of the downfalls for being a publisher like we are, where if we get an opt-out, we have to honor that opt-out immediately, and we lose the ability to be able to market to that name forever. So In saying that, what we always have to make sure is when we're sending out content to these people, it's got to be good content. It can't be rubbish, and it has to be relevant to their interests.
Wow.
Real important stuff.
So you lose that name for all your lists.
Forever, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then I didn't realize that. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for putting my show up. And that means that we are doing good things if you're risking your names on us.
And that's a really good point that you just made. When a company acquires email addresses, I mean, of course, I'm one of many companies that offer what I do. But the fact is,
good at it.
Thank you. But you have to be really careful what you send out to these people, because once they opt out, like I said, you have to honor the opt out. You can't play games. So they want out, and they could be a very frivolous reason why they're getting out. But the fact is, as a publisher, you have to honor that opt out. It's really important.
Okay, and we're developing some good content with the guys from Associates. Associates now, with what we're doing stuff that people opt into, right? When they sign up for Facebook and stuff like that. Now, how do people find us, and what should they be looking for on our Facebook page? Tell us a little bit about the contest again.
Well, first of all, to kind of add on to exactly what you were saying, Adam, there, with Facebook, you do automatically opt in, you know, but also when people, you put too much information out there. Sometimes we talked about this earlier, that less is more. You want to put strategic information, engaging information, because again, on Facebook, unlike with emails, people just click a button and they no longer get your information. So sometimes you can track that and see, like sometimes you could jump at a high number and all of a sudden it starts dying down. That means that the content you're putting out there is not engaging those fans, and you're losing people.
Well, I hope that never happens with Freed on Business, but one of the reasons we have Associates in Business here with us and Adam with us on the team is to let us know. And Adam, you'd see some trends and you'd let us know.
Exactly. And that's the key. I mean, it has to be closely monitored, which they're doing and we're doing on your side as well.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, I really appreciate it. This team is unbeatable. Now, what do we have coming up that we're going to be doing besides? Well, let's talk about the contest again, because there may be some new listeners.
Well, as we're sitting here, Alex and I are actually going out and basically going out through our Facebook and all these different forums and putting the word out. So the first goal is to try to drive traffic. Right now, we're at a certain number. We're going to set up a goal and get there within the next couple of weeks, keep measuring it. And what we're going to do is we're going to put a plan to have these contests more often.
Oh, that's great. So people need to keep listening, because we're going to have more contests. And if you'd like to get an email or get on our email list, just go to Facebook, Freed on Business Facebook. Hook up with me on LinkedIn at Jim Freed. I'm on LinkedIn. It's easy to find. At Jim Freed, if you want to be hooked up on Twitter. And if you want to get Adam Taubes Estrella opt-in marketing stuff, send me an email, and we'll make sure that Adam gets your email, and you'll get Adam's stuff too. What are we or can we be doing, Adam, to make things better?
Well, I think that the let's say the improvement of the email message that we're sending out, I think, is going to be really, really good. So I look forward to working with these gentlemen here in putting together some more compelling content to send out on a weekly basis. Because like you said, it's the same thing, pretty much the same format we're sending every week. And it's good. It's that continual, you know, brand recognition that's important for you. But at the same time, it'd be nice to be able to throw in some more interactive things to get people more involved in the show. Not just, okay, let me tune in at this time, but for them to know more about that, how active you're being with Twitter and how good you are with Facebook and the contests that you guys are having. It's all important stuff.
Well, that's great. So then what we're going to do after the show is Alex and Javi will get together with Adam. They'll talk about with me what we can do to improve that Facebook email, and we'll go for, I mean, the Facebook email, listen to me, the email blast, and we'll go from there. But yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to do, is to let everybody know in my regular email blast that I send out through my email client, through Adam's email blast, which he sends out to 150,000 people, through all your things. I want to make sure that I am creating good content that people want to listen to. So we're going to go in and we're going to do that together. Yeah,
to kind of add to that, it's really important to use the forum what it's for. Freed on Business.
I love you, Javi.
Go to the Facebook page, and you know, people can tell you what they want to hear about. And I think this is important. This is a forum where they can share information.
Facebook people, go there and tell me what kind of segments you'd like to see. I can go reach out I can go reach out and do a lot of different things for you. So call me and tell me what you'd like to hear. You help me create the show. Thank you, Javi. Yeah.
This is your show. I mean, I'm sorry.
It's the listener's show. Every week I thank the listeners at the end of the show. It's part of my usual wrap-up. A parting shot. Adam, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you?
Just reach us online at estrellamarketing.com. That's Estrela marketing.com, or call us toll-free 866-ESTRELA. Estrela.
All right, and thank you for risking your list with me. I won't let you down.
Yeah, see, now
I, now I high. Really oh yeah. I did not realize how high the stakes were, and I greatly appreciate it. Parting shot from the associates. How do people get a hold of you guys?
We can reach us at 954-828-0614 or visit us on Facebook at Associates in Business. Well, Facebook.com/Associates in Business or www.associatesinbusiness.com.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us on the show. Victor Franks finally climbed off the mountain, so we're going to have to give him a little time. We have a break coming up, and then we'll be right back with Dr. Victor Franks. We'll be talking about fighting gravity, reversing the effects. Right back at you.
We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. And the rules ain't no vow, we can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every day we pay the price for the level sacrifice. We're jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming. To think that jamming was a thing of the past.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I want to make sure you join me at the NAIOP of South Florida event. They'll have their chapter event September 22nd, 7:30 a.m. registration, 8 o'clock breakfast and program. It'll be located at the Sheraton Suites, 555 Northwest Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale. Members, $35, non-members, $55. But the reason that you want to go is because the panel will be on current and future trends, and it'll be moderated by my good friend Edgar Jones. He's the VP of Regional Development Officer for Southeast Region of Rockefeller Group. Our old friend Tim Becker, CCIM, the director of the Kelly Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, will also be there, as will Charles Bull, director of the UM Real Estate Program, William Harden III, PhD, director of the FIU program, and Michael Maxwell, director of Novus program. So make sure you go to naiop.org and register for the chapter event on September 22nd.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
All right, Victor Franks has climbed down from the mountaintop, and he is here with us right now. Dr. Franks, how you doing?
I'm doing good, despite the relentless pressure of gravity on not only myself, but on everyone.
All right, well, tell me what we can do to reduce the or reverse the effects of gravity that keeps pulling me and making me shorter and smaller.
Yeah, let me tell you what it does to you first, not to mention squeezing your vertebrae together, you know, worst case scenario, herniated disc.
Oh, that's why I use the stability ball to invert myself.
Well, that's one of my solutions.
Sorry.
You're always way ahead of me, Jim, I know. Tight muscles and tendons, even sagging skin and wrinkles, God forbid. And mental lethargy because of the lack of blood flow to the brain and even your vital abdominal organs.
Well, I'm definitely need the blood flow to my vital abdominal organs. Isn't it true that there's like almost all your nerve endings are in your abdomen or something?
Well, I don't know about all your nerve endings, but certainly a lot of emotional stuff goes to the abdominal organs, so that doesn't help matters.
Okay, well, what are we going to do to reverse the effects of gravity, Dr. Franks?
One of the easiest things you can do is if you do go to a gym, you know those slant boards that you hook your ankles into and do sit-ups?
Uh-huh.
wait till you get done exercising. Don't do this and then go off and exercise. But when you're done, get on one of those, and you can start easily at 20 or 30 degrees, just not that big of a slant, and then lay upside down and let all the blood flow to your head. And that's a good way to start, and you can eventually get up to a 60-degree angle, but not at first. And
will this increase the amount of hair on my head?
Well, it probably will.
Actually, oh, excellent. Now you can make me thin and grow my hair back. Excellent.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's getting blood to your brain, and, you know, which also includes your scalp, same general vicinity. So, of course, it does thicken your hair unless you got male pattern baldness such as myself, so I'm doomed.
Yeah, but you feel good.
I do feel good.
So what other things can we do to reduce? We've leaned back and created the blood flow to our head. Now what?
You can get these fancy inversion machines like I have in my basement, and I go hang upside down at a 60-degree angle on that.
You old bat, you!
Well, exactly. Speaking of bats, I used to get one of these bars in the doorway, and I had these ankle cuffs, and I'd hook them in, and I'd hang upside down like a bat.
So you're the guy that watches all those infomercials after 2 in the morning.
I did do that, but then after I got older, boy, my head was going to explode, so I had to stop that. And so, of course, if you have high blood pressure or things like that, it's probably best to be careful about, you know, doing these inversion-type moves. And, I mean, you can even use a stout ironing board. You don't have to get too fancy. You know, prop it up on a sturdy chair, and that'll even work.
Oh, cool. That is a great idea.
It is. And as you mentioned, the stability ball, if you just get on the ball and spread your feet so you're a little more stable and then reach back, let your head kind of work its way down on your back, you know, and let your head fall back down the back of the ball and reach with your hands behind you. Not only will get blood to your brain, it will also stretch your psoas, which we've talked about.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. That's my favorite one, is the lean back on the stability ball. The stability balls can be bought, like, any place.
Anyway,
yoga. They're like the yoga ball or whatever. You just go to – I get mine at a variety of different places, actually, the sporting goods store or whatever. I just walk by and I find them, and there's all kinds of stability balls. So we're reversing the effects of gravity. How do I keep doing this? Do I take anything?
Simple. I mean, just a few minutes a day is all you need. You know, like I said, you can go up to 10 minutes at the most. And if you're a young jock, you could even do a handstand against the wall.
Oh, gee, thanks. Now you just outed me. I'm not a young jock.
Exactly. Used to be, though.
Oh, thank you, Victor Franks.
Well, and there's another thing that I was just working on the final edit on my new DVD yesterday, and it's Aqua Stretch Kinetics, and that's all about gravity, too, because I eliminate gravity in warm water with floats, and when you have no gravity on your joints and your tissues, stretching becomes a pleasure because it doesn't hurt, and even if it does, not very much. So it's my newest thing that's coming out soon, and I'll tell you, when you eliminate gravity, when you're talking about stretching, it's a whole different world.
Well, you know, that sounds great. Now, how do people find out about that video or order it or get information? Is that the Ask Dr. Franks that we keep talking about?
AskDrFranks.com, indeed.
All right, and that's with a C, not a K.
With a C.
Well, there's actually a K in ask, but nevertheless. And so, what other things can we do with the gravity, Dr. Franks? I mean, you're up there on the mountaintop. You must see the effects of gravity.
Well, there's less air pressure up here because I'm up so high on the mountaintop. But regardless of who you are, I mean, you think even when you're, you know, most people, they stand, they sit, or they lie down their entire life, and even at night, you're lying down with your head propped up on a pillow. So just by reversing this a few minutes a day, I mean, it's amazing. It'll change everything.
Well, Dr. Franks, thank you for helping me lose my 40 pounds. Thank you for helping me figure out a way to maybe grow hair back. But most importantly, thanks for helping me be a healthy business person, executive wellness. If people want to get a hold of you, all they got to do is go to www.AskDrFranks.com, and they'll be glad they did.
Thank you, Jim.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Franks, and I feel good, and I know you do too.
All right.
Be well.
I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
All right, everybody, you just heard him. Now make sure you contact him. Ask Dr. Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back and it's time for the rant. And let me tell you what I'm going to talk about today. It's college athletics. That's right. I went to the University of Florida and I'm watching UM twist in the breeze. And you want to know something? I'm not so happy about that. Some little slime ball in a jail cell can throw a college under the bus. Hey, if it can happen to UM, it can happen to anybody. We need to take college athletics back from the street and put it where it needs to be, in the classroom. If it means paying these kids, then pay them. Whatever it is, get it done and get it done right. I don't think that that a young man or young woman should have to go to school and not be able to go out and buy a soda. They shouldn't have to pander. They shouldn't be targets for these people on the street. College athletics is entertainment. We pay to watch the entertainment. Now we should participate in that entertainment. That's what I got. That's what I'm ranting about. And it's got me going. I want to thank our sponsors and listeners. I want to remind you to go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Remember, we're running a contest. You can stay for one night free at the Mayfair, plus get free chauffeur, plus get $50 off on your dinner. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind.